Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Malaysia Tom Radin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu la inna Muhammadan Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there is no God but one God whose proper name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation. He have created his creation to test this human being in and all the other creatures that he creates. And he has tested human beings to see which one is better in the obedience to the one who have gave them their life. And then he gave us instruction on how to operate that life. And Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the best instructor. He received the instruction on how we should operate this life. So all praise are due to Allah, the Lord and Cherub staying up the all world. We here tonight because somebody done lied on the Creator and have put the human family against each other, using a prophet of God, a warner of God, using this person to promote all the evil, racism, sexism, and all the other evils come along with the lie. We here to correct that lie, get that lie removed so the human family can live like human beings and stop treating each other like animals, worse than animals. Because an animal, if he's a dog, he got a good place to stay, especially in America. But the human being, he's out on the street. The human being sleeping under the bridges. The human being is fighting mosquitoes and all kind of disease every night on the street. But the dog is safe in the house, laying up on the mama, sleeping in a nice bed, eating good food. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He said in the last days you'll see people loving animals more so than you see them loving human beings. I see that every day. I see people walking the animals, but they're not walking the babies. The wives and the not up on their own. It's a dog. Walking the dog. So we see all the evil because our instructor, Prophet Muhammad, has pointed out that out along with all the other prophets. Prophet Jesus said in the last day, you won't be able to tell men from women. We say in America, that day has arrived. You don't know who's a man. Oh, who is a woman? All long hair, short hair, tight pants on, earring, tattoo. You don't know who is who. If you call some woman a woman, she'll get mad at you for calling her what God made her by nature. We live in strange times. Some man acting like a woman. And you said, sir, to him, he could marry. I'm not a sir. So we live in the screen time. So this Box Talk radio station, Message of Concern, pointing out what has happened and what's happening in the world. We're fighting the scheme. And all this is a scheme of Satan. And we're fighting that thing. And we are winning. We are sold up winning. I heard on the news today, I heard people talking about today that we're going to, if you say anything about homosexuality, we're going to cause a hate crime. Then they need to take it out of the Bible. They need to hurry up and get that out of the Bible. They need to hurry up and let their world in. That's what they're talking about, the end of the world, because two males cannot produce a female or a male, and two females cannot produce a male. So they need to hurry up and let their world come to end. And that's why it's good for us to get our reparation so we can separate from these type of people. We have enough money to buy up a state or two. They pay us for what we've been through, like they pay the other people, then we can buy a couple of states and take over running our life, and we can see what a darn good job we're going to do. They have tried to put in our mind that we can't They can't do, we can't do without them. That's one of the psychological effects of that image. You can't make it without. It's an image of disaster. It's an image that God said don't have. You gonna tell me I can't make it without? It ain't done us no good for 400 years of that image. Show me the benefits what we have received from the image. Show me our skyscrapers. Show me our planes in the sky. Show me our railroad. We own nothing. We've been going to school, and our children go to school all them years just to go back to them for a job. And when we do get a job, we got to kick boot and booty to stay on them jobs. And we can't say this. We can't say that. Huh? If you say this, you say that, you're going to lose your job. If they school teachers pray in school, if they say, if I die in school, they're going to be out the door in the public school. They can't even say pray in school. They can't even say God loved the world that he put us in this world to make. They can't say that in this public school. You going to talk about somebody somewhere fighting for my freedom? That's been a lie to you. So we here tonight with this Box Talk radio station message of concern about the whole humanity. Because humanity is supposed to be one. But it would never come to the point of being one as long as an image up in the world that participating in playing the divine. As long as that false image of Caucasian will always be the evil source. They're always going to be on the bottom in the hellfire. Because they earn that. You can't do wrong and get good from God. You reap what you sow. And what they have sowed and what they are sowing have got is getting them in trouble. Even the weather is not speaking. And the weather's unpredictable. They can't even predict the weather. So let them keep holding the image up. Let them keep promoting homosexuality. And let the people not trying to stop it, try to speak out against it. Huh? They're going to be the big loser, too. They're going down with the beast. To the lake of fire, they saw going down with the beast. So all praise is due to Allah for this Box Talk radio station. Let me open up for the prayer. I got to run in my mouth hearing that on the news. So I would like to open up for a prayer called Al-Fatiha means to open. Humilay Shaitan Rajeem. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilay to mean Ar-Rahman Rahim. Maliki Omi. In this translation, we seek protection from God, from Satan, the rejected enemy. With the name of God, most gracious, most merciful, all praise are due to our Lord, the Lord, Chair, Sustainer of all worlds. Most gracious, most merciful, Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue showing us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down, and not of those who go astray. I mean, I had to greet our audience and the best of the greeting, all of the prophets of God when they was mission to go to the people. They all were told, and they all greeted the people in peace, and that's still the best greeting today, because the people need peace. They're in a turmoil. So we like to greet you in that greatest greeting of peace, of Assalamu Alaikum. Simply means God's peace be upon us. And they're going to take the peace of God to help us put this world back together. Get away from the world. Let's bow. They pay us for what they done to us. We can buy up a couple of states. And we can move in a couple of states. And let's see what, let us, let them see what we can do. Allah is with the righteous. And the one way to prove it, get away from the unrighteous. We can't keep fooling with these people. These people done took over all the evil they can get. Many of them, not only they Illuminati, they are Satan handiwork. And they love it. They love it. They love what Satan has made them. They don't care what they say, care how they live, some of them. But we, this truth, we get most of them. This truth, like a vacuum cleaner, will suck up most of them and bring them and purify them. And but we have to get the truth out there. And it ain't going to take a lot of people to do anything. Really ain't going to take but a few. Ma'am told us it ain't going to take a lot of people. They never did nothing. A lot of people ain't never did nothing. It's only the sincere few get together and make a change, make a difference. And we can do it, and Allah is with us, and I can see that they are stirred by what we have said. What we, they're stirred. That's why they come out and say, hate crime. If you speak what the Bible says, teach what the Bible says, they're going to call it hate crime. Well, they're going to have to call it hate crime with me because I'm going to speak what the scripture said, and I go to court and I tell them that I'm speaking the scripture. If they don't want the scripture spoke, come out and tell the world that they don't believe in the Bible. Because we believe that the whole Quran is condemning that. We know it's condemning that. But they need to come out and tell the people. People who go into church, sitting under a preacher, they need to tell them that we don't believe what God did. God did that, then we're not with God. They need to say that because that's what they're doing. That's what they're reacting like they're, no God is this. So we're here tonight to bring about understanding that there's only one God and Allah do not change. It's not healthy for two men to lay together, for two women. Their world will is coming to an end every day they live. Take all the homosexuals and put them in a state. Let them live. Long as they ain't recruiting nobody, they'll be terminated in 30, 40, 50 years. They won't be existing. Yeah, so they won't argue with that. They have to wait on someone or somebody to say, well, God made a mistake with me. I'm a homosexual. They had to wait on the people to come. They had to wait on the people from people who have babies, who are bringing babies. They're waiting on somebody's baby to come and make them now. I think I want to be a woman. They waiting on that. They can't make no babies. They had to draft people to come into their situation. So all praise is due to Allah for this solid and good information coming from the scriptures. That's why we say we believe in all the scriptures. We know that some of the scriptures in the Bible have been tampered with. But that part of the scripture had not been tampered with because the proof of that, two men cannot have a baby. The women did not produce a baby. So their world has come to end after Allah said populate the earth. He made give man the dominion over the earth, and he told populate the earth. So I see I got another one of the cohort workers here, Brother Sujah Muhammad. I'm one. Brother Abdul Akbar is that. Akbar, we are from Decatur, Georgia. So we're going to turn this mic over to Brother Sujah.
Sujah's not from Decatur.
No, Sujah is from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So I'm going to turn this over to Brother Sujah. Let him come in and share something on his mind. As-salamu alaykum, Brother Sujah Muhammad.
Wa alaykum as-salam. Alhamdulillah.
Well, you got it, my good brother.
Yes, sir. I also testify and bear witness that there's only one creator. There's one God. And I also testify and bear witness that Prophet Muhammad the peace and blessing be upon our prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. You know, Allah says, it says in the Holy Quran, there's 125,000 prophets. 125,000 prophets. Praises be to Allah. You know, and I don't know exactly how many mentioned in the Holy Quran, but in all it says that there's 125,000. I like to read something from our book, the Holy Book, you know, and we, in our effort, you know, to remove all racial images out of worship that portray God. And we have a message of concern to the American people. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. And behold, this starting at Surah 5, Ayat 116. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. And behold, Allah would say, O Jesus, the son of Mary, didst thou say unto men, worship me and my mother as gods in derogation of Allah? He will say, glory to thee. Never could I say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, thou wouldst indeed have known it. Thou knowest what is in my heart. Do I know not what is in thine? But thou knowest in full all that is hidden. Never said I to them except what thou didst command me to say, to wit, worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them while I dwelt amongst them. When thou didst take me, thou was the watcher over them. And thou art a witness to all things. If thou doest punish them, they are thy servants. If thou doest forgive them, thou art the exalted in power, the wise. Never will Allah will say, this is the day on which the truthful will profit from their truth. Theirs are the garden, with rivers flowing beneath, their eternal home, Allah well pleased with them, and they with Allah. That is the greatest salvation, the fulfillment of all desires. To Allah doeth belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is therein. And it is He who has power over all things. Sallallahu Kazim. Surely Allah speaks the mighty truth. We have to read that every once in a while just to hear what Allah said and just to hear what the real Jesus said. You know? And when we hear that, it satisfies our soul. Jesus said, never. Never said I to them, oh, except what thou didst command me to say. Worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. My Lord and your Lord. You know, Jesus said, watch me while I pray. He said, our Father. He didn't say, my Father, who art in heaven. He said, our Father, who art in heaven. Now, that's the real Jesus. That's the true Jesus. That's not the false Jesus that they bring to you and act like that God got more than one Jesus. God don't have a one Jesus. He don't have no two Jesus. I'm so happy I mentioned that. A lot of them showed me, you don't expose one of the Jesus. you don't expose it. You know, maybe the people never were thinking about there was two Jesus. You don't expose the other Jesus. I know he's got excited when I exposed that. It was a whole lot of friction, a whole lot of riffraff, a whole lot of emotion. When I said there was two Jesus, God Jesus and Allah Jesus, you know, and the lie is being exposed. The truth has been told. That God Jesus is a true believer. And God Jesus did what was told to him to do. You see? And Allah is showing us that he gonna bless us. One of the ways we're going to be blessed, brothers and sisters, is with reparation. I think that's going to be a strong blessing. Reparation. It ain't nothing that nobody giving to us. We're going to take it. Because the one that is giving us reparation, they deserve the punishment. They deserve the punishment. They should have been automatically, I mean, years ago, they should have given us this reparation. And the way that we got to get the reparation, we got to take it. We got to go through some devils. We got to knock out and destroy some devils. And they're going to be running up here and trying to stop us from getting it and trying to show us, you know, that we don't deserve reparation. How could I give them reparation? How are they going to do it? Well, how in the hell are they giving a country $55 billion. How they gonna do that? I mean, how did they do that? $55 billion. And $8 billion of free tax money is given to another people. How did they do that? And the little money that we're talking about getting, they ain't even gonna miss that. Plus, we're going to be putting the money right back into the society. Which I hope we don't. I pray that we spend the money with each other and keep that money in a circle and don't never let it go out. That was a mistake, what I said just now. We're not going to put no money back into the society. We're going to spend the money with each other. Everything we need, we're going to be buying it from self. Allah Akbar. We're going to put We're going to put our children and grandchildren into business so we can buy it from them, so we can get it from them. And we're going to tell them that they're going to have to learn it, how to, everything that they need and everything that they want is buy from each other. Don't spend your money with people that don't like you, that hate you, that don't want to serve you. You should have no problem with not spending money with them. They're going to wish they had us, treated us right. You know, they're going to wish they had done us right. But when God says it's time, it's time. You know, and it's our time. That's what's so beautiful about it. It's our time. And they know it. But they don't never want our time to come up. They want to act like that we don't miss our time. And we got African-Americans. African-American, our own people, is doing everything they can to keep us from establishing businesses, open up businesses. They want to keep us going into confusion, riff-raffing and fighting each other and accusing each other. They want to keep that going. And in the meanwhile, so he's dancing, he's drinking wine, toasting each other. You know? And rubbing the slave on the head. You know? And patting him on the shoulder and telling him that he's a good boy. You know, the people that sell our people drugs and things that is deceptive, you know, and line us up for being targets, you know, to sell us things that is no good, those people is enemies to us. They are enemies to their people. We don't look at them. We don't look at them as a brother or as our people. We look at them as the enemy. Just think, when you was growing up, they had drug dealers out there, and they were selling the drugs to our sisters and brothers. Maybe some of you all sisters are brothers, or some of you all mothers or fathers. They were selling drugs to them and turning them out. Turning them out. What I mean by turning them out is that they became dependent on that crack, dependent on that drug that they had out there. They became dependent on it. And they didn't have the money. So they did everything that they could in order to get the money. They sold from sister, brother, mother, father, everybody, children. It didn't make no difference. And the dealer, it didn't make him no difference either, as long as you bought him that money. It didn't make him no difference either. So it's time for us to be competitive. See, we got a big gap. I think Brother Amin brought that up about that wealth gap. We got a big gap because African Americans don't make hardly no money. Especially compared to the Caucasians, who who makes all the money and who is spending the money and got islands and yachts, boats, cars. They showed me where this Caucasian had 30 Rolls Royce or Mercedes, 30 of them. Showed him how he had an island, bought an island. But it's a shame. But it's time. It's time for us to have ownership. It's time for us to get into responsible positions. And it's time for us to establish good businesses. Establish good businesses. And have something that's good to offer the community. It's time for us to build good homes. You see, establish good schools. Establish good schools. You know, it's time for all that. We don't have to talk about what we ain't got. Or what they ain't doing. Allah is getting ready to put us in a position with what we need, and all we had to do is come together and establish ourselves. Food, clothing, and shelter. Education. Social life. Farming. All those good things. We can establish those things ourselves. We can grow crops. You see? We can do our own farming. It's our time, brothers and sisters. We're going to have to wake up. We're going to have to wake up and love our brother and love our sister. And see that Allah is blessing them with something. Don't look at your brother and hate your brother so much until you murder him or her. When you start murdering your brother, then you need to pick up your Quran and ask Allah for forgiveness. You need to start coming to the masjid and ask Allah for forgiveness. When you feel like you want to kill your brother or kill your sister. We as human beings, we don't do that. We as Muslims, we don't do that. And we are truly a nonviolent people. We don't care. We don't carry guns. We are truly nonviolent people. So, brothers and sisters, we pray that we said something that will help, and we said something that you will move on. If you have any questions or any statements. My name is Brother Shujah Muhammad. You can open for the questions. I'm not Allah. I'm not God. You can question me. You know, and I'll be glad to answer the best that I can. I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, anybody else would like to say or add or subtract or give or talk on what's going on in the world or what they think. Now's the time. You got to do match one and come on into the queue, and we'll cut your mic on. And anybody else would like to say anything? I make comments. We just heard two black. I agree. Clarence Thomas is not my brother. We stopped being my brother when he went against the nature, or went against the good for people like myself. So he's not my brother.
I'm no lie.
I stopped looking at people because of their complexion and said, brother. Your ma'am said when he came in office, he said they came in too. They came in to hold the community at bay. They didn't come to advance the community. And that's exactly what I see. They didn't come to advance the community. They come to hold the community at bay. So I have Brother Muhammad on Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Muhammad Shireen. Yes, sir. Brother, you got your hand up, and I know you got something to say. You've been around the world.
Oh, yeah.
So you got it. You from New York, too?
Yeah. I'm glad you reminded me. Yeah, I have been around the world a couple of times. I've been across both oceans twice. Atlantic twice. Been to a few different countries. Been to Asia, Europe.
That's right. So we know you got something. All right, Bob.
Yeah, just one of my questions is, we know Allah wiped out the people, the homosexuals and all, in Solomon before, right? You had that was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
I should heat up.
And through the years, they keep popping up. So the question is, well, I'm not questioning Allah. I'm just putting the question out there. Is why does this keep happening over and over, thousands and thousands of years? They always keep popping up. We know what happened in our lifetime with AIDS. Go back 20, 30 years ago. Man, AIDS were wiping them out. AIDS was wiping them out daily. Thousands, hundreds. But here they are again. So they come up with a system. They keep on hanging around. After law wipes them out from years and years, they keep coming back, and even in our lifetime, we see it back again after AIDS. So why does Allah keep letting that happen? And I'm not questioning Allah. I'm just putting the thought out there. Why does Allah keep letting that world don't seem like it's going to come to an end because they can't make babies. Two men can't make a baby. Two women can't make a baby. So what they're doing now, they've been doing for years now, they're adopting them. So we don't have to have no baby. We adopt your children. You don't take care of your children. They go into foster care and all that. We come out and we adopt them. So we don't have to produce more. We just adopt the one that you make. That's how that just... But thought, why does Allah let this continue to happen? And we got people we know in our group, our family, and all that. We know that, and they walk away from their children. They can't take care of them for whatever reason, and they go into foster care. Babies, and the homosexuals come by, and they take them and adopt them. I said, we know we can't make any, but we just adopt your children that you walk away from. food for thought. Yeah, I guess I'll wait for a response, you know.
Well, what you have said is true. You know, you've been around the world and you brought up the fact that so many people have died from a disease that come from two males coming together, and get stronger, and it caused them to death. And they keep they hear that, they know that, but they won't turn to the loop. They go to scripture condemn them for that. So they can't believe in scripture. I got a homosexual daughter. She want to do, invited me to a holy dance she was doing. Whatever kind of dance. I went to her. She became an actor and played had a part in the play. I went to that to see, you know, that. But I wasn't going to no church and to see her do no praise dance, and she a homosexual. I'm up in there lighting, hit the place. I don't want to be in that condition. Allah told me to stay away from that. So I explained that to her. But she won't change. But that's on her. Allah said he pick and choose whoever he please. And she one that might not be right to be picked and choose because she loves things that Allah hates. So, you know, she's my daughter, but I'm not her God. I don't own her. I help her get in the world, and she had to make her own decision why she in this world on how she going to operate the life that God done gave. She had to make that decision. And only thing I can do is make the message clear to her that if she don't get away from that life, she don't leave that life.
Oh, alhamdulillah. Okay. I'll wait till you finish talking.
Go ahead.
Yeah. What I wanted to say is that Imam Wardi Muhammad said that. Imam Wardi Muhammad says he has stated that is that you gotta stop calling on that spirit. Every time you mention their name, you call on that spirit. And I said myself, I said because the whole lecture is about homosexuals. And I said, here we got children in trouble. We don't have time here. We got better things to be talking about them. And I said to myself, and then when you mention, you're right, you start thinking about them. That's why the question is, why is this keep happening? It's because we keep calling on them. We just lay down the law, what the law says, and that's what's supposed to be said, and that's it. And then we got to go on. We'll have time for that. You're only supposed to let them in your house if you know they like that. You ain't even supposed to associate with them. If you have to work with them, hi, how you doing? And you know, and if they speak, you speak back. There's nothing wrong with that. And that's it. You don't be in all in their conversation. You don't be socializing with them. Because those sympathizers, just like that allegory about Lot, you're gonna go down with them. That's why I told my children, I said, they already know. You don't bring nobody like that in this house. So that's all I was saying is that all the whole conversation is about them, and that was just a waste. Our children don't hear it. They already know. I already told my children, I told my grandson, I said, there ain't no such thing as a homosexual friend. They my friend. I said no such thing. They're not your friend. And you got to let our children know that. I said, you don't disrespect nobody because the law will give you for all your sins except putting a partner with thee. Alhamdulillah.
Well, Wakeba, are you too?
Yes, sir. Yes,
Mother,
sir.
I'm finished.
Finished. Yes, sir. I am.
You're doing good. You didn't have to stop now. If you can, you want to say anything else, go ahead.
No, I'm finished right now. If I think of something, I will.
Please come back. I'm going to sit down right here and just like, man, if I can't. You better witness again that there are no God but one God, and that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the one God, the seal of the Allah. He's the seal that no more prophet comes. Okay, Jesus mentioned that. The one will come and lead us in all truth. And that had happened. That have happened in this day and time have happened. So we thank Allah that we understand. We understand we live in the judgment. And that's why we see all this unnatural behavior. Green hair. Purple hair. Red hair. All these reports of Illuminati. They say P. Diddy, he's the Illuminati. And people that said something about the Illuminati, they poison them or try to kill their career or try to make problems for them. And that's evil. That is the Mission Impossible they show us on TV. These people want to eliminate and bring in the devil. That's devil worshipers. Got more said so now in the public school than the people who said they believe in God. The devil worshipers. So this is going on. That's why we got to not only get our children out of that school, but make schools everywhere that we live and be able to teach our children. If you know they ain't going to treat you right, they sure can't teach you right. And they are benefiting from not treating us right. They control and own and maintain all these structures because they don't treat us right. And when we know that, and we support, we spend money, give them money to make problems for us. If they didn't have the money, they would have the meat coming from us. They would not be able to make all those problems that we have. Our homelessness. We wouldn't have no homelessness if they hadn't controlled the preachers. Because if the preachers really had something to say, they could get rid of homelessness all overnight. They would encourage those same people that put a dollar up every night to play the lotto, they will encourage those people to put a dollar up to open businesses, buy land and build nice structures for those people who's homeless. There'll be no homeless in America. A lot of countries, they don't have no homeless. They have free insurance. So America is the leader, but the people themselves are not thinking on what is best for all people. They're not doing that. They're only thinking what's best for themselves. Islam, they don't want Islam. They don't want El-Islam because El-Islam comes to correct that problem. And the first thing El-Islam, if they really believe in El-Islam, they would give us reparation and would see how what we'll do. They know we built the pyramid. They know we was independent of them in the way they came up with before we met them. Our history showed that we was independent. We made light and streets, sewage and all that other stuff, cars. We the first one that made a car. So they know. So we hope that they wake up and do give us our reparation. And we know that this could change the whole world that we live in overnight. Matter of, so we could have a beautiful society. A beautiful society is a society where people have money to get married. People have money to buy homes and places where they can be happy. They can be happy growing their own food, doing this and doing a good, decent thing that this world, that the world need to be awesome. Because this world offers a whole lot of filth every night on the TV, the movies, the music. Not the bad music, but the bad music, not the good music. Because I don't consider a rap, not most of the rap, is bad. It's most of the rap is filthy. It shouldn't be even played to a dog. A dog should be against the law for a dog to hear such filthy music. But anyway, so we're going to thank Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. In this day and time, we're going to thank him for all the leaders they have sent us, especially Imam Washington Muhammad, the Honorable Muhammad, third grade education, man with third grade education, did what people did something that people got 3 and 4 degrees could not do, had never done. Because he did it with the faith of God. He did it with the faith of understanding that God is with him. And then and they said, Imam Qasim Muhammad, he gave the Elijah Muhammad his Shahada tang. He gave it to his father. That's the most beautiful. He gave that to his father before his passed, the Shahada tang. So all praise are due to Allah for Imam Qasim Muhammad and all the history that we've been through America, and we still here. We still, all the things they did to us, Jim Crow and all the rest. Yeah, we're going to get away from them, inshallah. We're going to get away. They're going to have to leave. And we're going to change the history. And we're going to bring the real history that they have hidden from us. So that most of the history they have tainted here with lies. So I'm going to bring my brother Sujah back up, and nobody... Yes, all right. Brother Muhammad Kareem, you got anything else to say? Brother Sharif. I guess you know. You got anything else you'd like to say? Well, I'm going to
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So go ahead, my good brother.
Yeah, Jim, I had one on, Brother Neem had said about the reparations. So I went on.
Yes, sir.
I didn't get the book, but I read about the summary of the books, and I also went on one of the videos. They got one video that is 36 minutes and 10 seconds. About by William Standard Diocese. A video 36 minutes and 10 seconds. The part of the question I was asking him in an interview, and he was saying how they would pay off the monies, something like in about 10 years. I said, oh man, that wouldn't work. What's going to happen to the people that get the money the first year? Then others, they're going to come down and get it 10 years from now. And a lot of people may not even be alive then. So you got to have a better system than that. Do it all at once. They can do it together all at once. Make the big banks. You know how banks we got. You know how many big banks we got in America. Insurance companies. There'll be companies that make boats, ships, submarines, and airplanes, bombers, and fighter, all those. And just cut off that a year and give everybody money at the same time. That would be my thing, though. Talking about putting me off another 10 years, I may be the last one down. I may not live another 5 years. What happened to my great-grandchildren, great-grandchildren? Where did they get? They get nothing, because I'd be dead and I'd be wiped out. Don't have to trust that up to them. They'll never see it. I got a better system than that. Got cut off all the things. They can see Yeah, go ahead.
Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad Sharif.
Yes, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, alhamdulillah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. You hear Mac Bar?
Good.
Yeah, we hear you.
Yeah, he was, all this had to be worked out. He was concerned about inflation. You know, if you put that money out in the economy at one time, it inflates the money, and the money is not worth as much as it is. You know what I mean? If you like money in an inflated economy, it lessens the value of the money. Where, you know, for instance, if you could, you know, buy a house for $100,000, for instance, I'm just using, for example, $100,000. If you got inflation out there, that same house could be $200,000, the same house. But everything's inflated. It's kind of like out here in California. Got these high, ridiculous prices for these houses now because of inflation. Because of inflation and all that money they put out in the economy during the COVID thing and all you know, and the Federal Reserve just printing up money and putting it out there. You know what I mean? I mean, a lot of it, like you say, came from the COVID times because, you know, the United States, they shut the whole United States down. Because they, you know, y'all can't go nowhere. And if you get sick, we'll pay for it. If you get sick with COVID, you know, you ain't got to go to work. Just stay home for 2 weeks or a month, and we'll pay for it and all that. And they just put a lot of money out in the economy, and that's where inflation come from. So Sandy Darity was, he's a concerned scientist. He's a concerned researcher. So he said, well, maybe we'll do it over time. And right. He did throw out 10 years, but it could be 5 years or whatever. It could be 2 years, 3 years, whatever. But it has to be worked out. But I understand where you're coming from. I do understand where you're coming from because you would want your money. You would want your money and, because you might not, be around here, or whatever. So, inshallah, maybe they'll work it out. But, I did hear that too. And I paid attention to that. And I tried to explain it, because inflation eats up the value of your money. You know what I mean? You could go in a store and buy a gallon of milk, and it costs $2 a day, but that same gallon of milk might be $3. You know what I mean? And the next month. So you could see how inflation mess up your money and devalue your money. All right. Assalamu alaikum. I turn it back over to you, Brother Muhammad Sharif. Assalamu alaikum. Turn it back over to you.
Yeah, well, I'm 82 years old. Suppose they decide to have they going through it doing it, I'd be on the bottom of the list.
Yeah.
That means I got to live another 10 years before I know you put me on the top of the list. I'm older. A lot of people put me on top of the list. Don't tell me to wait for 10 years, man. I may not live that long. Put me on the top.
Right.
You got to put me on top, not in the bottom. Dude, man. For some of these 50-year-old people, maybe.
Right.
And 40s, put them on the end because they can live for another 20, 30 years. Or put them on the end, put me on top.
Yeah.
Put the seniors, older people, put the older people up for that price, man.
I can make
them. Well, yeah. But that's a lot.
I can make
You know, dealing with the money that they owe us, the ex-slaves, you know, we look at some examples how they spend, how America spend money. And I question, how do the Jews get their money? How do they get their money that's $8 billion every year of free tax money? How do they get that? And also, America was given the uranium $55 billion to make war. $55 billion. That was announced over TV. $55 billion. How do they pay them that money? How do they give them that money? You know, so what I'm saying is that they can have no problem giving us our money. And as far as we spending the money, I know I'm going to do everything that I can telling the people that get the money that we spend the money with each other, that we don't put it back out into the society. We spend that money with each other. We keep that money in a circle. That's what the Jews are doing right now.
We're
not going to give that money back to them. We ain't no fools. We're going to share that money with each other. That's how we get power. So I think we're thinking wrong. We're not thinking right. When we get that kind of money, it's going to close up the wealth gap. And when the wealth gap slows up, it's going to put us in power. And all of us, I got to support you, and you got to support me. You won't worry about spending your money, because you won't spend it with me. We spend it with each other. That money going to stay in the circle.
Yeah.
It's not going to get out of that circle. That's what I'm thinking.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, another thing too. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, yes, ma'am.
Assalamu alaikum. Okay.
Can
you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Another thing that Professor Darity says that when we get the money, we'll be concerned about creating assets because he looked at that little sketch by what's that brother's name? That comedian, and he was made a joke. He said, "Well, as soon as we get the money, the corporation is going to suck up the money, get the money right back, you know." And Darity saw that.
Yeah.
And he commented on that. He commented. He said, no. He said, because we have plans to create assets for the people who get money, they create an asset. In other words, it could be real estate. It could be a real estate investment trust. A real estate investment trust is you got to have at least 100 people invested on there, and a real estate. I'm just giving you an example. I'm just giving you an example. He didn't say this, but I'm just saying, honest to what he said. He said, like a real estate investment trust, got to have 100 investors in a real estate investment trust by shopping centers and hotels and commercial buildings, you know, big apartment buildings. That's a real estate investment trust. They call that a REIT. So I understood Darity when he said, you know, we'll have teams of people trying to teach people how to buy assets, because we never really got any kind of training as a people, you know, and buying assets. Now, assets could be real estate. It could be cryptocurrency. It could be Bitcoin. It could be gold, an asset. Gold and silver is the best assets. Could be oil. Anyway, that's what Charity was saying. He said, no. What was that comedian name, that African-American comedian? He's supposed to be a Muslim. What's his name?
Chappelle.
Chappelle. He made a joke. He said, as soon as the people get it, the corporation going to get it right back, and they'll be broke again. And Darity said, BS. You know, he said, no, we got a plan for that. People, you know, put their hands together and try to teach people how to buy assets
absolutely
that bring money into you. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know, invest, you know, and bring money back into you, not just you know, you're going to blow it at the casino, and you're going to blow it on a Rolls Royce, and you're going to blow it on something stupid. You know what I mean? No. That ain't what Darity is saying.
Spending your money on Christmas, spending your money on Easter, spending your money on something that they don't put together, you know, to get it all back. No, we ain't going to do that.
Exactly. No, we ain't going to do that. Exactly. Especially us.
That's right,
bro. Okay, come to law. Long way, bro.
Because we ain't got no gambling Jones or no liquor Jones, or we ain't got
we
no chasing women Jones. We ain't into that. We ain't into that. You know what I mean? And anybody who's into it, he'll stick out like a sore thumb. We ain't got them type of Jones that you know this world got. You know what I mean? So Darity say BS. That's bull. We got plans to buy assets. Invest your money intelligently.
Okay. Come along with
honest people.
I bring Brother Muhammad before I bring Brother Sujan. Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia. Let me bring him up and see what he got to say. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad from Columbia, Georgia.
Wa alaikum assalam. Brother Muhammad from the Ummah, Prophet Muhammad, by the way, of Columbia, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum. May Allah's peace and blessings upon all of us, and thank Allah much for permitting us to be on this message of concern. Now, the message of concern, everybody is talking too vague. We got to talk clearer than what we're talking about in order for us to overcome this contaminated environment that we're in. Right now, all around the world, everybody keep forgetting that you're under the influence of this false religion called Christianity. You're under the influence of this so-called fictitious tale that God had a son. You have the wrong type of love for each other. You can't talk straight. You always got to talk in circles around the corner to each other. That's why nobody ever knows what's going on specifically. But Allah says in the Quran, He make it clear. He tell you specifically what you can do and what you can't do. Who's a disbeliever and who ain't a disbeliever. Who's a liar, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Allah make it clear so that His servants will be able to see in the dark if necessary. Because they'll see the light that's in the dark. So we have to understand we can continue to spend time on that battle fence where 1 minute we're talking like Muslim, 1 minute you're talking about you black, you're talking like you white, because see, using that terminology, Muslims who are Arab, Muslims who are African, Muslims who are Chinese and Japanese, they having the same problem that we have. They're dealing with identity crisis. They have an identity crisis. They're trying to figure out how to let go of the identity that they have been living with for hundreds and thousands of years. And now they're trying to figure out, how can I live the life that Allah has woke me up to and go to the next level of truth? And that's the jihad, being honest with yourself, that you believe that Allah is God, that you believe in halal, that you understand you cannot accept anything of innovation, contamination, fornication, adultery, etc., etc., etc. You have to stand on your own bottom as a true believer. And as long as you don't think, give example what Chappelle was saying. Give you an example of what Brother Suja was saying. The Ukraine has got $55 billion. And all they can spend it on is war. Ain't that a hell of a thing? You get $55 billion, and the only thing, because you underneath this false way of life, this crazy reality, you can't do nothing but spend it on killing your own brothers and sisters.
Mm.
We here in America, we do the same thing. These many identities that we have in America, every time we get anything, even all the way down to the food stamp person or down to the brother who's making $1 billion, all you can spend it all on things that kill us, or we kill each other about it. You still ain't free from the whispers of the shaitan. From the United States of America ain't al-Islam. United States of America, I'm pretty sure everybody know how to spell it. It doesn't spell the way of al-Islam. And if you don't know how to spell al-Islam, look it up. That's what we're supposed to be establishing. Al-Islam. Not America. Not the United States of Japan. Not the United States of Russia. You can't do it being hypocritical. It ain't going to work because of how, what we going to do if we get just like Chappelle was saying, when he said corporation, he wasn't talking about business people. He's saying the system of knowledge that Shaitan has this country in, that if you get this money and don't leave this country and go to what Allah has said, while you got common sense and establish your own share of the dunya, and then be ready to defend it, like Ibrahim say, then you're going to wind up giving that money back to keep Satan's world in power. One way or the other, you either buy their food, their no-good food, you're going to keep on buying their no-good houses in Reba, you're going to keep on getting deeper and deeper. Now that you got more money, you're going to really get in debt to the shaitan, because you're not going to turn around and pay the debt that you owe Allah. We owe a debt already for the freedom that Allah has given us from the suffering that our ancestors have had. From the people right now who's catching hell every day. We Muslims, not we black people or whatever that might be when you use that word we. We got to understand when you say we are telling the world that those of us who have bear witness that there ain't but one God and Muhammad is his messenger. And yeah, we ain't no fool. So yeah, we're going to do all the things that we say out of our mouth, but we still are implying really that we really wanted more for our black self, our Chinese self, or whatever type of personality struggle you're going through, but yet still you still a Muslim. You don't mean we, the believers in Allah, in the way of life taught out of Islam. Because we're not going to spend none of that money toward that except a drop in the bucket. Don't you know how much money we have since 1975? And how we lost all the schools and everything we already have? Look at how much money we have. This is what I'm saying. We Muslims come from the system of knowledge called the Nation of Islam, and then coming from the life example of the Quran and guidance of the Quran and Prophet Muhammad, we don't have a school. 10, 11 schools, we done lost three times as many of the schools that we had because we've been spending everything we get in the cause of Shaitan and not in the spending in the way of Allah. We better think for real and think outside of this box that we in called the United States of America. And those Muslims in France, they better think outside the box of the boundaries of France. We better establish a connection that only comes from the Quran and the life example of Prophet Muhammad that Allah has given us to free ourselves from these false promises. Y'all know what you learned a long time ago. Can you fool a Muslim nowadays? No. Then look how damn foolish we look in the world. Broke-ass Muslims. Disorganized Muslims. Lost identity Muslims. Every Muslim you run into got three or four identities. Every one of them, they sick. They're not even thinking about being a Muslim. They ain't even thinking about being a Khalifa. They don't even believe that there is such a possibility that we could ever get our natural, original creation title back, and that is Khalifa. They ain't even thinking about it. We still talking, hey, we get some money. Here's a Muslim. Go spend his money with black people who might be homosexuals in their own self, who might be alcoholics or have drugs in their million-dollar mansion. They have drugs or they might have alcohol. They're going to definitely have some pork. And we're ready to embrace them and come down on a weak believer, but at least that believer believes in Allah. That new, that young, ignorant believer at least has stood up and said, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad al-Rasulullah. And we don't even want to talk to them. We come down on them every time they say something about unifying ourselves with the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. You catch hell. Muslims don't want to hear who have a triple identity, who have identity problems. They don't want to hear about being no Muslim. They pray when they want to. They eat haram when they want to. They think haram when they want to. They think halal when they want to. We are so hypocritical. It's a damn shame. And we said talking. We're talking here with that language,
Muhammad. They cut somebody else off a couple of days ago with that language, so they're gonna cut you off too.
I'm not cussing. Look at see what he's talking about? He's damn cussing.
Yeah.
See how we are? They can't cut you off for using the word damn. I'm not using no profane language. And y'all know that. Don't let them intimidate us with that kind of talk.
No, but you, brother, we got to stop you. You terminated. You
oh, no, yeah, I know. No.
Hold up.
You
got to
stop me.
No, we can't let you do that.
I'm not going with none because we brothers. I ain't got no problem.
You're not going to dominate. Stop. You're not going to dominate this. And now Muhammad's taught all of us, and you're not going to dominate us. Not me.
Anybody? I don't even know you. How can I dominate you? I don't even know you.
By coming on every program,
that's
going to
show you.
You come on every program in this community, on broadcast, on every program, you dominate the conversation.
Ain't you glad that somebody, you're not just me now. There's a lot of people who stand up for the truth.
You're the one who dominate every conversation on every program.
How can you dominate with a lie? If I'm lying or if I'm saying something wrong, how can you dominate something? Only the truth for Dr. Brick, Dr. Cole.
We got somebody. Adbar is the one that's basically hosting the program. Sucha hosting the program. You come on, you talk to them every time you come on.
I'm still not going to respond negative to you. I took a bond with Allah that you are my brother regardless of what you say or do.
Well,
and I'm going to stick to
us.
That.
I don't even know you. We have to be careful. You know,
let me help you, brother. You don't have to worry about me coming on the Message of Concern anymore unless Akbar invite me again. I was invited onto this program by Akbar. And I will, the key from making,
no.
I'm saying to bring peace to the message to serve. That's what I'm doing. I'm not saying for any other reason. Because I'm doing it because the law is telling me to do this. The law says, be y'all over right now and say, cool down. And I'll do like I've been doing. I've been listening every day. Y'all know, if you, if I see my name up on the board, I try not to say nothing. Because I like to participate in fornicating information or critical information. But sometimes you have to do it because we here represent a law. We represent the truth. And the truth must be told.
You're not even giving respect to Amin. Amin is the one who organizes this program. This block career, and you're not even giving him the respect. Let him finish what he has to say. Who you talking about, Akbar or brother Amin? Amin is cooler than him. Me and brother Amin is tied in what you think. I just like to, me and brother Amin is definitely closer than me. Why you disrespect him and let him go? I'm not. That's you talking.
That's you talking. And we should be talking like this right now because we have people on this message concern that's looking for us to show unity, not what you're doing.
Well, you're not showing no unity. You won't let the person who organized the Blog Talk Radio program, you know, not let him speak. You won't let him speak.
Brother Mean, do we, do we have a rapport?
I just wanted to say... Oh yeah, we had You know, you're my brother. You ain't no doubt about it. But you my brother. Yeah, I'm the guy.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
But I just like to say this: we have to be careful though, because you know sometimes we all are influenced. Me, I'm influenced. All of us maybe influenced by Shaitan. He told a lie. He said, now look, I'm gonna show you that they're not worthy. I'm gonna show you. If you give me respect, I'm gonna show you that they are not worthy. So, alhamdulillah, that's why sometimes we just have to be careful of how we criticize each other. You know what I mean? And showing that our faults.
I just think I say Akbar, and I mean, like I said, you know, y'all call me all the time and we talk all the time. So whenever you feel like that, I won't upset some other participants in this program, give me a ring. You know, I'm always here. I'm here all the time. You know, so until I just do that, and Brother Sharif, I apologize if you feel that way. You come from, and may Allah give you peace. And one way to do that, I'll stay out of your arena, you know, as much as I possibly can. But I got a job to do just like you. So I appreciate all of that. Everybody continue to have peace. You know, I said, now I'm
going We should be able to talk to each other without somebody getting upset and saying, I'm gonna take my marbles, I'm going home. You don't need that. You become strong to me, and at the same time, I know when you're disrespecting me, but I know when you're respecting me. You know,
mm-hmm.
and It's just how we talk to each other. It's how we talk to each other. You know.
Yeah.
That's where we got to. We had to improve on that.
You know,
Allah said he gonna give us power, and all of us to have power, we got to support each other.
Yeah,
we got to do more of supporting what each other say, and what each other believe in, and try to get a better understanding on what each one of us is saying, and what each one of us believing in, because Allah is blessing each one of us with something. So we don't get all upset and say, I'm going home. Lay them on for y'all. No, that's not the way we do it as brothers, as brothers and sisters. You know, we love each other and anytime I say something that's out of line, you know, please straighten me out. Please straighten me out. But I would say this right here. I know what Akbar was saying, you know, but it's just like Muhammad said, damn is not cussing.
Damn is cussing.
No, according to what the imam said, said that's not cussing.
Children,
he used the word
children,
damn. You know, but imagine how you're using it. How you using it and the time that you using it, you know what I mean? You can equate it with something else. So let's be able to correct each other without drawing our swords.
We're brothers. I benefited from you. I can jump on you, but can't nobody else jump on you.
He was showing up cursing, so he got cut off. We want to be able to get through this show without cussing or saying something. We know damn is not a curse word. And they know
that's
it
right.
too, but we don't want them to use that against us. We don't want them to use it against us. Okay, brother. Y'all, you got it.
I just want to say, you know, like I was saying, my point was we have to be careful of how we criticize each other because... Shaitan told Allah, he said, I'm going to show you how they're not worthy. And they could, we got to be careful that we don't just enumerate and repeat things, you know what I mean, our faults and stuff like that, you know. And, you know, if we criticize in a way that lifts our spirit.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. Brother Sujar, you got it. But brother, you got off. I'm just, you know, the sister's trying to say something. We don't disrespect the sister, like she wanted to say something. No, this is my wife, brother.
Yeah, I know, but she's here with me. But does she have a right to say something? I heard her trying to make a comment. She's trying to say something. Well, she's okay. She's okay. She knows how to straighten me out, too.
Okay, I got you. Okay, all right.
Okay, la. So, brothers, you know, I don't want to bring this out. We got about four or five different things on the message and so on that we're dealing with. one of the things we did, the main thing we did was remove images out of worship. And,
right.
and another thing we're dealing with is homosexuality. And another thing we're going to start dealing with is reparation.
Yes,
another
sir.
Thing that we're dealing with is the two colors. And those two colors represent the psychology that Master Farah Muhammad brought and of black and the psychology of white,
mm-hmm.
you know, what the master used. And so
yes.
we got those colors that those psychologists and we should be familiar with them now. We don't believe in them, but we know this influences our brothers and our sisters. Many of us got the black and we wear.
Yeah.
You know, but we know this is not our identity. You know, but there's a whole lot of us believe in black power, believe in black everything, black. You know, we believe in that. So these people, we haven't forgot them. We haven't forgot these people. You understand what I'm saying? We gonna bring them.
Mm-hmm.
They gonna realize the truth. They gonna see what we're doing as far as establishing businesses. They gonna see what we're doing as far as trying to come together with reparation and all these different things, you know. So I'm just saying, we as believers here and as Muslims, we should understand when a brother or sister talk about these things. When a brother or sister talk about these things, they don't mean that they believe in this. But there's people out there is still psychologically affected by these different things.
Yeah.
So one of us might bring it up, and it might be our lecture. It might be what we're gonna talk on. You see.
Yes,
so I don't. I'm not gonna come in because Muhammad brought up a black. You know, and attack him, you know. This is what he decided to teach on, because that's a whole lot of people that is influenced by black.
Yes, sir.
Or the other color, you know. And so let's understand what we got. Let's understand what the Imam have given us. Imam Waqidi Muhammad, what he have given us. You know, and he taught us that words makes people.
People,
words
yes,
makes people. You know, and things like that. So then we got the Quran. Then we got Prophet Muhammad. Peace and blessings be upon it. Man, we are in good shape. You know that?
In good shape.
We are in good shape. You know, just if we want to talk about something, Just relax yourself and talk about it.
Yeah.
You understand? If I can help you out and support it, I'll support it. Unless you just go all the way off. You know. I might ask them like them and might ask you a question on it. And it's one thing, and one thing about a lie. Only thing you can do is tell them nothing.
That's all. That's all
you can do is laugh.
That's all.
Yes, and act. That's right. Act like what you got something. You ain't got nothing. But the truth, you can defend the truth all day and night. All day and night, you can defend the truth. Because God say, if there's any other truth than his truth, you know. So that's all I got to say, you know, is that each and every one of us have something. So if we hear one of us on another program, something like that, we should be happy, you know, because I mean, like Muhammad said, that man sharpens man, and steel sharpens steel, you know. So we know what you done went through dealing with us, because we ain't letting you get away with nothing. You know, you're going to be our brother, you're going to be super sharp. And when you talk, it's just like me being there talking. You see what I'm saying? And you got your own understanding. You know, that's the main thing. We don't want to try to give somebody else, make somebody else push our understanding of something. You know, it's like I told my children, I give you Quran, I give you ayat, and each one of y'all, I have a completely different view on one ayat. And each one of y'all can be right. Because it's the word of Allah. Nobody can give you an absolute understanding on an ayat. Only God can give you an absolute. When he gives you the understanding of it, there ain't no other understanding. But I can't give you no complete understanding of a concept. So let's study and get things down, understand it. See, this is the first time after because of the Imam Wahid Muhammad that we picked up the Quran and we using the Quran. And one thing about Muhammad, when he come to you, he coming to you with the Quran. He comes to you with the Quran. And I noticed, what's his name, Anthony? Anthony, he used the Quran a whole lot on the lifeline, Anthony. And brother Lagun. You know, Allah said, I'll go with them with what I give you. You know. And Allah says, is there any other truth than his truth? No. There's no other truth than Allah's truth. If I stand on the truth, I'm standing on Allah's truth. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
That may be your understanding, whatever, from people that you name, by what they are bringing.
Mm-hmm.
That's not necessarily all of our thinking on that. The man said the number one priority is education. That's the number one priority in every country, in every city, town, state. Go across the river, wherever. Education is number one priority. Just like the man said, he brought to our attention, education number one priority. And we still got some of the people that still building masjids.
Mm-hmm.
They don't say a word about a school.
Okay.
Right? They say, ma'am say, number one priority is education in the schools. They don't say a word about building school. They don't have a weekend. We call it a strong in school in that area. No education. Weekend school. After school program, nothing. But they'll tell you about it, they're going to build a masjid. That's going directly opposite what the ma'am told us.
Yes. So that should be your mission.
It is. That's what I'm doing. That's why I'm bringing it up.
That's why
I support education. That's why I'm on the 150, the support education. We're doing it in the 16th year. Raised over $200,000. We're supporting education. There's other people who are supporting education. So, yeah, that's why I'll be pushing. Yes.
You're right. But now, let me say this, Brother Muhammad. Is that first of all, that's good, but in order to get that support and influence other people to push it, it's a certain way that you got to come at them. You know, and I remember this Indian told me that one of the ways that Satan said that he was going to deal with this individual, he was going to force the truth on him. And when he forced the truth on them, they're gonna reject the truth.
Look at it this way, Brother Suja. These people talking about, they do not support education at any level. But it's not just me talking. I'm talking about other people we have high respect for. They started these programs on education, and they are getting no support from any of these people who say they're with D-Mam. They don't support nothing in education. They support nothing that D-Mam gave us economic development. We need money. They don't support anything, and they got big money. They are making big income, big salaries. But they are getting nothing in education. So that's why we talk to them like this, because they know they are working in opposition to what the ma'am said. Not the
okay,
you
are using the same spirit that you're using right now, pushing education. Let me say something now.
I'm putting this spirit this way because they won't give the people that push it in an Islamic way. They won't give them no support. They're talking against them. They're working against them. They even go tell, I'm not going to support you. You come under my umbrella.
Yeah, you were. They wrong.
I know they wrong.
What I'm saying is that you should see some of the things that because I push. I'm one of the brothers that helped establish the Craig Committee, removing all racial images out of worship that portray God.
I was on Craig when it first started too.
Okay, I'm one of the brothers who put it together. You know, in Chicago.
I was on the strategy commission. As soon as the man came out with, I was on the strategy commission.
Okay then.
Committee.
So we had the people's, you talking about the people's objecting to that and had all kind of excuses and all kind of reasons not to support it and try to protect that image, brother. We had the same thing coming at us. But we developed different strategies to influence the people. And I've been doing it for over 40 years. Our strategy is successful. We got peoples that standing up against images in religion. We had churches that took out the images out of the church. You know. And we had people standing up against images and religion. We got preachers standing up against images. And all of it is because our work that we did.
T.J., have you ever been to New York?
Have we ever been to New York?
Yes, sir. Do you know about the work that Craig in New York?
Well, that was a brother on the lifeline, brother. I know a few people worked with Craig. I mean, pushed Craig. Stood up for Craig. Yes, sir.
I was here at the strategy subcommittee. Head of the strategy subcommittee, so I know what strategy is.
Yes, sir. I knew that they were strong. They were strong in the two. And the brothers out of New Jersey, they were strong.
That's right.
We had to develop all type of strategies though, because they were coming at us. They wanted that white image. They wanted to see Jesus as being the Son of God. Jesus being God. They fought against us like we was devils and try to make it seem as though we had a false religion and that the Quran wasn't real, you know, and all that. But it didn't work. It didn't work. A lot of blessed us to be successful. I sat back and look at it, and I'm thankful to Allah that image is down. You know, and men, you got many Caucasian people saying that they shame of it. I was talking to some college students, you know, and to ask them the question, what would happen if I raised a black and it looked like me? These are Caucasian college students, you know, and I asked them, what psychological effect would that have on your children if I raised a black image like me? And I answered it and told him it'll make y'all want to have nappy hair. It'll make your children want to be black like me. You see, and one of the Caucasians stood up and said, "Mr. Muhammad, said you are right. Said it's wrong to have my image up in the world as God, or the Son of God." So it's time. I mean, we almost got in fights. We got in fights. Oh man, it was on.
We didn't get in a fight. We were close, very close with the Focolare. We used to meet at their home every month.
Yeah, we were
in their house,
yeah.
In their home among their family members every month. So we got very close to the Focolare.
What I mean by fight is that one of the brothers was teaching, and a Christian came out there and started hollering Jesus, you know, and we had a crowd, and so I told the Christian that if you want to teach, won't you give him 30 minutes? Then after he gets through talking, you get up and talk. And he didn't even listen to me. The blood of Jesus. And I said, "Oh man, you ain't no Christian. You're not a real Christian." And he said, "What do you mean?" I said, "A real Christian believe that if I slap you on one side of the cheek, turn the other." And I said, "If I slap you on one side of the cheek, would you turn the other?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Okay, stand up here and let me slap you on one side of your cheek." That was downtown on State Street. And he stood up there. I hit him so hard, it jarred my hand. And he was got ready to fight me. And I told him, I said, "Hold it." I said, "Okay, turn the other." And he turned the other cheek, and I slapped him on the other side. And you had some gangbangers out there, your young brothers, gangbangers. They said, "Excuse me, this ain't no cursing," but he said, "God damn." He said, "Man, did you see what that Muslim did to that Christian?" He said, "You know what it was? I become no Christian."
We got 100,000 signatures for the man to have a dialogue with the Pope.
Yes, sir.
Got those signatures. They took them to the Pope. And when the man came in the Vatican, spoke to the people, he never mentioned that image. We're talking about strategy. Master strategy. He came with the whole world listen to him. He did not mention that image.
Yes, sir.
And that was the purpose of getting those signatures to bring him that dialogue with the Pope. When the man lived there, he did not mention that image.
And he came back and Clarence, one of his relatives, told me that the imam, they were having a gathering, a family reunion in Deep South Georgia. And I was out there barbecuing. And he wanted to talk to me. So I went in the house. And when he went in the house, he said, "Shuja. Shuja." I said, "That's a nigga." He said, "We did it." I ain't know what he was talking about. I said, "Yes, sir, we did it." And he said, "We did it." And he said, we had an audience with the Pope.
A long way, bro.
But he never did. That's all he said. That's all he said. He said, we seen the Pope. We got the audience with the Pope. You know. And I'm agreeing with what Brother Muhammad is saying. The majority of the people that signed out a petition was people in Catholicism, was Catholics. They were the majority of the people that signed out a petition. Allahu Akbar.
Yeah. I was in that drive here. I was in that drive. Okay.
What about that child, brother?
Yeah.
Huh?
I just want to say one thing. Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, Rahman Rahim. If damn ain't no bad word, then our children could say that then. Our children could say that, all on mom, I'm going to the darn store. I'm doing this. So then you could have no problem for our children saying that if it's not a bad word. I know they have antonyms. They call it homonyms, where like damn and damn, they sound alike, you know. But it's the way that like you were saying, the way you use it, and then you got, remember you got children, and the way you use it, and you got children online. If you got children listening online, then they're gonna pick that up.
Yeah, I agree.
That's all I'm saying. We got children and women's online too. We got women's online. Certain things, if you can't say that, if you ain't going to be talking like that in front of the president and the president wives and all these big time sisters that's supposed to be Christians and nuns and all that, and also our own Muslim sisters, then you shouldn't say it at all then. If you can't, you know, that's something between you and the law and your private thing, you know, but you out in the public, everybody hear you.
That's
what I say.
When the imam said, he said you can damn a situation. That's what he was referring to. He said that situation is damned. That situation, I damn it. It's no good. He used it to show things were no good. He didn't come out and say it. That's out in the open. That said it. But anyway, you're right. She right. We can't allow. Thank you, brother Muhammad Sharif. I try to let things measure out and see how they're gonna wind down or come out. It came out pretty good. Thank you, brother Sujal. Brother Sharif, will you close us out, please, sir?
Allah.
I do say, Tana Rajin, Mr. Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Rahman Rahim, Alek Yomidin. Iyakana Abu Wa Iyakana Stain. Idina Surah to the Mustafin. Surah to the Dinat Amtu Alehim. Dari Omakdubi Alehim. Waladorin. Aileen.
Like you said, Sujal, we got to stop picking our marbles up and want to go home when things ain't right. We got to stay there to bring things to some kind of conclusion. We're picking our marbles up and going on.
We got to love each other. We can't get
so mad. Thank you, everybody. May Allah be all and we'll see you tomorrow, inshallah. God willing.